now. As you've been hearing, new figures released today show that the use of force by Gardaí increased last month. The Garda Commissioner's report to the policing authority says batons, sprays and other items were used by officers 118 times last month, compared to 104 times in May. Separately, the latest crime statistics for burglaries, theft, assaults and other offences have also been released in the past hour. Let's talk to our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds. Paul, first of all, this data in relation to the use of force, what is it telling us?
Yeah, this is these are the figures that are included in the Commissioner's report, Brian. It says that every time a Garda is called to an incident and uses any type of force, including putting a hand on someone to restrain them or use handcuffs, some people might say that's the job of the Gardaí, but any time they do that, they must report it. So this report shows that over 1,000 uses of force by Gardaí were recorded last month, bringing the total to almost 7,000 for the year. But if you drill down into those figures and you look at the use of force involving Gardaí deploying lethal and non-lethal weapons, they used batons and incapacitant sprays in June 118 times. This compares to 104 times in May. The Gardaí mainly used pepper spray 95 times in June, and they used their batons 22 times, with a non-lethal firearm used once. Now, Gardaí did not deploy tasers or lethal firearms at all last month. The Gardaí also mainly used force on the weekends, with Fridays, Saturdays and Sundays accounting for over half of the times, 51% of the occasions. This represented a 7% decrease from May. Dublin South Central, which covers Temple Bar, Harcourt Street and parts of Dublin where the nighttime economy is buoyant, pubs, nightclubs, this area recorded the highest level of force at 11%. There are also two other figures of note in the Commissioner's report this morning, Brian. The Gardaí say they received a total of 87 complaints in relation to the investigations into the mother and baby homes. That's one more since the previous month. They say 64 of those cases have been closed, while 23 still remain open. And so far, 117 Gardaí are on suspension, 106 of them are male.
And in relation to the Garda crime figures, increases in fraud, in sexual offences, in crimes against the person, and are these figures still qualified by the CSO, Paul?
Yeah, these are the Garda figures. They're coming directly from the Garda's Pulse system. They go to the CSO, the CSO then analyse them and publish them. So we expect them to be quite similar, but it's the CSO that will put the qualification on them.
Right.
Now, if you look last week, for example, there was a huge national concern over the issue of coercive control and violence against partners and women and within relationships, particularly with the jailing of the former Garda Paul Moody and the convicted rapist Dean Ward. And today's figures show that these type of crimes are continuing to increase. You have domestic violence up by 13%. The Gardaí say they are responding. They have almost 400 Gardaí now in the specialist divisional protective services units. While there's been a small decrease in overall sexual offences, reports of rape were up by 23%, which is quite significant. Organised crime, huge volumes of drugs continue to be seized by the Gardaí. Over 7 million of illegal drugs in June, a total of over 37 million for the year. The most common drug seized last month was cocaine. And cocaine, as we know, goes right across the social strata and shows the demand for drugs in this country is not waning.
Paul Reynolds, crime correspondent, thank you for that.